Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sales Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. Extremely excited to get back on the microphone and talk to you guys today. I want to talk to you guys about some history. Now, one of the things that I'm learning and I'm researching about, and I'm sure as you guys are experiencing everything that I'm going through as well, with everybody on lockdown and small businesses, you know, are just in this panic mode a lot of times, or, you know, and I feel like most of us kind of fall in two buckets, right? And it's either you're focused on offense or you're focused on defense. And, you know, whatever you gear most of your strategies towards, whether that's trying to find ways to better promote, scale up your actual relationships, go deeper with your actual clients or patients, offensive tactics, right? Versus, you know, doing things that are more like a prevention mode. Each one has its place, and there's a really good study I saw from the Hustle where they did a nice survey of the people that survived the 2008 downturn and which mindset kind of went out. So we'll get into that in a second. But first, I want you guys to hear a quick note from my sponsor with Abundance Health for Men. It's with Dr. Sari. And, you know, I've been working with this guy now for the past couple weeks or so. And, you know, man, really enjoyed everything that he's up to. He's providing home health care for men. He's a high performance doc and just has a lot of things that he does, from IV drips as well as, you know, NAD and all that biohacking tactics that keep people performing at their top peak. But one of the things he's getting into is men's sexual health. So check out an ad spot from them, and then we'll be right back.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by AbundanceHealthForMen.com. Whether it's a sprained ankle or a bad back, most guys would rather walk it off and endure pain than talk to their doctor. The problem is even worse when it comes to erectile dysfunction. Now there's an easy way to get treatment in the privacy of your own home. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys typically don't confront, but Abundance Health makes it simple and discreet. Call us at 424-284-8444. That's 424-284-8444. Or visit us online today. Go to AbundanceHealthForMen.com. That's AbundanceHealthForMen.com.
All right, great. So we're back. And go and check those guys out. Really try to see if you're in the LA market and you're looking for someone to come out to you. It's not just about sexual health, but they also do high performance, anything, HGH, low T, low libido, whatever you're dealing with, restless nights, longevity. He's really into it. And I'm just a big believer in biohacking. All right, so let's get back into the meat of it today. Offense versus defense tactics during a recession. And literally one of the biggest strategies and one of the biggest things that people that recovered from the last 08 recession is literally focusing on promotion, which is going on offense, basically. Now, there was a recent study that they surveyed it was 212 small businesses that survived after the Great Recession during 07 through 09, and they found out what they did. And so people that were going and trying to innovate at this time and come up with any service or any messaging that was 100% patient focused, or 100%, you know, I say patient focused because I'm in healthcare, but 100% focused on your customer. We always talk about Amazon. We always talk about, you know, Procter & Gamble and these guys that are legends that have gone from that good through great cycle. And there's one thing they all have in common, and that is that they put their customer on a pedestal, and they at least try to present themselves as people that are customer focus and customer centric. So that's my very first thought out the gate, is if you're going offense, you better be focused on your actual customer. Okay, so that means 60% of the companies that made it out, that's what they did. They're on offense. On the flip, let's talk about the other 40% still survive by playing defense. Now, a defense mindset is, to me, more of the companies that are really good with their balance sheets. They have a solid meat and potatoes type of business. It's one of those businesses that people need regardless, like Campbell's Soup. I've been talking about them a lot recently, because during the Great Depression, like let's say during the early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, like Campbell's Soup was one of the most thriving businesses to really come out of that. Now, I think about that too, because there was a little bit of innovation that they put into the product. But if you think about it, the fact that there was something that people needed and it was simple, and they didn't have any money, so it's the easiest meal that you could probably put together for your family at the time whenever you're going through something that was so harsh and really tough. So anyway, but if you do that, you got to have a great balance sheet. So your books have to be solid. You got to have some cash reserves. Like, it needs to be a solid business. If you are a newer business, playing defense is not for you, I don't believe. I think you got to go on offense. If you're a business that's been around, you know, you actually know that you guys have something that is going to be needed for the market, regardless of this condition, how long, whether it's 3 months or whether it's 3 years, then defense might be a nice strategy for you to really deploy. So that's my quick take. Let me know what you guys think about it. You guys going on offense or defense? What's your strategy? Especially if you're a small business, I would love to hear how you guys are working through that, because at the end of the day, we're all here trying to figure it out. So I'm just looking at history, trying to get some cues and some tips. And feel free to hit me up. You can go to salesculture.work, drop me a message, or you can find me anywhere on social media platforms at Joe Alex Lemon. That's Joe Alex Lemon, and that's wherever you are. I'm there already, and I look forward to staying in touch, and you guys having a phenomenal weekend.